Welcome to the Adonis Index Podcast. I'm John Barberman. With me is Al Sandoval. Al won a previous contest, and he placed sixth in the Open this time. And so he's always making improvements. So, Al, let's just talk about what it was like going from one contest to the next. And I don't know if the mindset shifts or just what was it like going between one contest to another contest?
It was well, hi, everybody. It's Al, my second win here, so I'm proud of that. When I finished the first one, the second one, I think it was just like 1 month afterwards or even less, a couple of weeks, and it was just a way for me to see if I can take it to the next level, because I was so impressed by my first change that I figured I can do this again. You know, my wife was cracking the whip, and she's like, you can do it, you can do it. And I'm like, I just want some time off. And she's like, no, but you can do it. So, you know, I went up for it. So, I wasn't as motivated as the first round. Mm-hmm. Just, I was so happy with my results, John, you know?
From the first round, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was almost on a daily basis, I was looking at my before pictures.
Huh.
And seeing those love handles, hate handles, what I call them, that spare tire, was a motivation enough for me to feel like I'm not going to eat that, bagel or cream cheese. I got to skip that. I got my game plan on. On the second time, I'm like, I look freaking good.
Yeah, it's kind of like you almost need to look all the way back to your befores for the first one to keep motivated for the second one, right?
Exactly. So the motivation, I think, for a transformation is huge for moving forward. I think you got to be like Naomi. You got to be picky. And I'm not that picky.
So what you're saying is you're really happy with the look you had after the transformation, but you need to find another motivation to be even sharper or something. Something has to change to force you to do more.
Yeah. And so I was trying to figure out what goals I wanted. And I knew I was going to aim for something unattainable, but maybe, who knows, you know, aim for the sky. And so I was trying to see if I can get a six-pack.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I can curse. I'm not going to curse. But, man, shoot, I could not do it, you know?
Well, it's tough, right? And it's hard to decide what to do and then move forward for it. So, well, I mean, you still look really good in the open pick. So what was it like? So, and at this point, there was no – you didn't expect to lose much weight, right?
Well, from what I understand, to get the real nice definition, especially for a six pack, you got to go nuts on the diets and the eating, because you got to lose a lot more. And I don't know. I'm still gonna try to do that because I just want to see it, and if I attain it, that's awesome. But the diet, I wasn't as gung-ho, and I think it was actually harder. I don't know, it was like easy when I was fat to go on the diet, but the slimmer I got, the harder it got to continue it. I'm not sure, you know?
Yeah, no, that's something we're seeing. When you get leaner, dieting gets harder. It's almost like you need to take time off, and that's one of the other tricks, right? It's hard to do two contests. It seems as though it might... The motivation, you might need to take a year or 6 or 8 months off before you come back to it, because you know what I mean, to feel that desire to compete again.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's tough to do it the way you did it, for sure. It's tough. Not very many people can do it that close together. So all right. So then this time around, what program were you using?
I was doing the skipping back and forth, just because the whole thing is really awesome. So I just kept doing the strength and going to the, I don't even know how to say that word, hypertrophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And then adding some rage in between, because rage really kicks my butt, you know? So you, just, you know, whenever I could, I would add some rage there and here and there, especially at the end.
Right, so you were piecing, you were kind of piecing a workout together as you went.
Yeah.
Okay. So based on, okay, and then as far as this goes, though, you've been able to maintain, let's talk more about being able to maintain the look you got after the first contest. Obviously, you're still in really good shape. You didn't rebound at all.
The first week right after the contest, I went nuts on the food.
Right.
And, I maintained my 29, which was awesome. And then it went up to 30 and a half. I'm like, whoa, okay. Gotta chill out. Too much fun. Not much, too much fun, but okay, I'm getting into bad habits again. You know, and I was able to go back to my 29 very easily. Now that I know what to do, it's not a, you know, hitting a wall anymore. It's like, all right, this is what I gotta do. It's all math. This is what I gotta do on a per day basis, on a week basis. And I was able to get to my 29 without a problem in the second contest, I believe, in about a month again.
Okay, so it's a much shorter time frame now.
Oh yeah. And even now, I'm still on my 29. And I didn't feel like pigging out after the contest. It didn't actually feel good to pig out afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, the only pig out that I had afterwards was basically Thanksgiving, because that's like a week after the contest.
Yeah, but that's going to happen anyways, right?
Yeah, but the eating is not like, my body won't take that big hit anymore. It actually makes me feel sick to try to overeat now.
Oh, so, okay, so talk about that. So you've noticed a change in how you manage food in general now that you're leaner?
Yeah, it seems like if I overeat, the pain is not, I don't know why before, I used to have the same pain, but I wouldn't mind it, and it was enjoyable, and now it's like I feel drowsy, and it's like the stomach hurts. I'm like, this is not worth it. It's just not worth overeating. You know?
Right, yeah. So it's reset somehow. You actually can't handle as much food.
Yeah. And I think it's like my body, like, knows. It's like, no, I'm not going to let you get me sick again, you know? This is good. Now listen to me.
No kidding. Okay, so basically you're starting to figure out maintenance.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And that's something a lot. Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to mention that I was trying to go under my 29 just to see if I can get the definition for that six pack.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really cool and surprised was my shoulders, because my shoulders are supposed to be 47,
mm-hmm.
And on the last contest I was like 46 3/4,
mm-hmm.
And Naomi was telling me that, you know, to put on muscle, it's not easy. It's all a big lie out there. They tell you can bring in 8 pounds in 30 days. It's like a bunch of BS. I used to buy that stuff. So what was cool is I was able to hit my 47 at the second contest, and I was so psyched.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that was like a really big surprise for me. It was a really neat one, you know. Mm-hmm. But
so you focused on muscle building this time.
I did. I was always pushing for more muscle, knowing that the growth is going to be slow, but it will happen through years instead of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I now understand that muscle takes years to build. You know. So it is what it is. But in terms of my waist, though, I feel like I really got that under control, which is really, really cool.
So now you seem to have reprogrammed your body to eat less, and from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you're within an inch of your waist sort of constantly now.
Yeah. I can get my 29 in about 4 days. Yeah, about 4 or 5 days without a problem.
That's not too hard to do.
No. I can do the intermittent eating. And what I do is I go from dinner to dinner. That's what I count as not eating, you know. And that's okay. Actually easy for me.
And oh, so you're still doing fasting?
Oh, yeah.
How often?
At least once a week. If I want to have like a good Saturday, then I do twice a week.
And you're fine. And so you use Eat Stop Eat then once or twice a week as your basically maintenance style of eating.
Yeah. And it feels good. Mm-hmm. It feels good. Yeah, and it feels easy. You know,
okay, so do you feel like, because this is interesting, because not a lot of people know what it's like afterwards, and I don't think people realize that after you get in shape, you still have to learn how to eat. So you've managed to find a balance here, and moving forward, your basic goal is just to stay this lean and just continue to build muscle, is it not?
Yeah, I definitely want to build muscle, but I want to get, I think it's more of a vanity now in terms of the leanness. I want to get more lean.
Uh-huh.
You know, so again, before I was aiming for my ratios and I attained that, which was really cool. Now I want to see that six pack growth and I'm going to get that. But if I don't get it, I'm still really happy. But it's just, you know, in terms of just like life goals, I just want to be the way I am in terms of maintaining and right now the maintaining is a work in progress because it's not that easy to figure out what maintaining is. It's like a little bit up and a little bit down, but it's not like a huge, you know, up and then three or four fast, to go down. I want to do the way I'm right now. If I can maintain the way I'm right now, 1 to 2 fast a week, I'm solid. I'll be solid for life, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, yeah. It sounds like you've managed to find a good spot, and ultimately that's what we're after here. It's the contest is like the catalyst to get into a shape, and then the real win is afterwards once you learn to maintain it. And I think that's what you've found.
Yeah, and my wife Naomi is gonna hate this. But, you know, because she tries to make me eat healthy, which is good. You know, it'll prolong my life. But I can eat garbage and maintain this, which is really fun.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that she's probably not too super thrilled about that. But, yeah, well, I mean, it's calories, right? It's like you said, it's the math. And then from there, you can just decide what it is that you want to eat.
Exactly. My beer, my Snickers bars, my ice cream, I have it.
Well, and I'm sure everyone, that's good to hear because not everyone is going to want to have to eat, quote, perfect or clean or healthy for their whole life. And it's not like you do that all the time, right? You obviously mix it up.
Yeah, I mix it up. Yeah. And you know, since Naomi is the cook of the house, of course, then I rely on that.
All right. So then, okay, so we're going to keep this one, like we said, short and sweet. Give us some advice or insight for people who have maybe gone through a transformation and now are wondering what maintenance is all about. What have you learned about the last few months and maintaining?
It's a work in progress. Maintaining is a way of life for me. It's not like, I've got my transformation done and I'm good. No, it's a work in life, but it's a brand new way of life. The dieting for me is no longer dieting. I have now, it's like, okay, before I was like, okay, I gotta do this diet, and you know, that word diet is no longer diet. It's just, you know, a new way of life. So my thing with people would be, is like, if you're really ready to transform and you're tired, you're sick of the way you look, you know, sure, use diet as the initial transformation, but you're going to find out that this diet stuff is basically a new way of life, and it's going to be fantastic. Your new you will be incredible, be awesome, you know, you're going to be happier for it.
That's great. Well, I mean, that's good for me. Do you have anything else? Do you want to leave it there?
No, that was good. Nice and short and sweet this time, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right, Al. So for Al Sandoval, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.